Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Third down and 10. Breeze from the gun. Takes the snap. Goes to the near side. Hit early. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow. Not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
That's the second time. You can't challenge it. I mean, he doesn't even look for the ball.
Nickell Robey Coleman.
That's the second time Nickell Robey Coleman has gotten away with a play like that.
He is 4 yards before the ball is there.
I mean, I still can't believe it. Let's go down to New Orleans. Mike D'Antilia, our buddy down there from SaintsReport.com. The M&D draft report, which we'll be talking with you quite often about the draft coming up. But, Mike, how is New Orleans dealing with that ridiculous no call?
Not well. Yeah, no, I'm honest. I'm not well. For us on Sports Talk, this is about a two-week run with this, if not longer. Other than the tuck play with Tom Brady, in my memory, I can't think of another kind of defining moment late in the season, postseason, that affected a game more. And so it was obvious it happened right in front of us. We're in the press box. We're actually in the press box with the Spanish broadcast network from Los Angeles. Now, none of us spoke English. I was there with Bobby Hebert, so... You know, with us and the six guys from the broadcast network, none of us really spoke English well. Oh, they did better than us. Let me put it that way.
I know, Hebert doesn't.
they looked at us, and their first comment is, "Where's the flag?" This is the opposing team saying, "What happened?" That was obvious, but it happened basically right in front of us. We could see it, and to miss that play is unbelievable because you stand right at it. You stand right at the play. The cornerback, Robey Coleman, he never turned toward the receiver. I mean, he just kept going. He never turned toward the ball. And then it's helmet to helmet. Yeah. Guys, in the history of the NFL, I don't ever remember the NFL calling a head coach before he does a press conference to say we messed up. I don't ever recall that ever occurring in an NFL game. But, Sean Payton enters the press area, and the first thing he says is, "I got a call from the NFL people, and they said they messed it up." Normally for the NFL, it's almost like pulling teeth to get them to admit to anything wrong. And that's because of the spineless commissioner they have who really could care less. He is really the guarder of the vaults of money, more than anything. He's not the commissioner of the NFL. He does what the other 32 owners tell him to do. Yeah. But you can see this has been going on throughout the last couple years. I think the refereeing, ever since Mike Pereira's left, Carl Johnson took over. Carl lives not far from me. He's a Louisiana guy. He took over, and then Dean Blantino. This refereeing situation has gotten really bad in the NFL. Something has to tip the field to get it to change. They have the technology that they have today. And also, why would you adopt the Canadian Football League rules where you can challenge or have it go to a pass interference? So the Canadian Football League has got more stuff involved with it than the NFL? That's the shameful part. He doesn't really care because it's not affecting the bottom line of the owners.
Mike D'Antilia with us. I'm Mike D'Antilia on Twitter.
Mike, we were just kind of like you, much flabbergasted, maybe not to the same level because we're not down there living it, but just to watch it and see, it was almost like, because you can see at least two officials at least two and photographs that are looking directly at the play. And we just felt like maybe those guys froze and were just thought, I don't want to be the guy that makes this call in this situation. And then it goes back to literally he took him out before the ball was even there. So it wasn't like it was a bang bang play even.
No, it was certainly not bang bang play. You know, Martin Anderson spent some time with him this weekend. One of the things Marty said, and I think he's right about this, he says, you know, all these NFL players talk about, I want the ball in my hands at the end of the game. And he says, you know, three-quarters of that's a lie. Yeah. Most of them, they don't want to be the guy that it hangs on. And he said, you know, that's why you got so much respect for a guy like Tom Brady or Drew Brees or whatever. They want the ball in their hands. And I know when Marty was the kicker, you know, he wanted to be the guy to kick the game-winning kick. I think it's the same way in refereeing. I think they didn't want to throw the flag because they felt, you know, I don't want to be the one to make that call that would change the effect of this game. Well, you did by making the non-call. So, and it was so obvious that it could have been called either one of two penalties on this play. And listen, that's an ebb and a flow of every game where you do good, you do bad. You can look back and say, well, you know, early in the game, you had to settle for field goals instead of touchdowns. But, you know, that sort of thing is the ebb and the flow. What this game is going to be remembered for, the non-call, the non-call play. So, you know, in my lifetime, it's been the immaculate reception, which, you know, even looking at it today, you know, the way the rules were then, is the only play in NFL history the guy crosses the goal line and nobody signals touchdown.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at one another. They got to call a boot to see what happens on the play. The tough play with Tom Brady and now this. So I think with the technology we have today, and why are we still using guys holding up 10-yard chain markers?
I hadn't even thought about that one, but yeah.
This is a $1 billion-plus business, and this is still mom-and-pop organization using up the 40s and 50s. Come on, you don't tell me that they don't have a laser deal or put a chip in the ball where you could tell if somebody made a first down or not. That to me, goes to show how incompetent the NFL is on every level of not wanting to fix something that is human, okay? Guys are going to make mistakes. That's going to happen. But for the obvious mistakes, you have to have something in place to rectify something as obvious as what you saw yesterday. And again, my thing about it is, you know, having covered the Canadian Football League too, they've had it since 2014. So why is the NFL dragging their feet? You know why? They don't want to admit that somebody else is a little bit above the curve than they are. And again, I go right back. This is all about leadership. This is all about a guy at the top not doing his job other than his number one purpose, and that's to make sure the 32 owners make as much money as they possibly can make. He could care less about the players, player safety. Why wasn't something said about that was a helmet-to-helmet hit?
Yeah.
If he waves the flag about, you know, player safety, yep, the NFL is still we waiting on a statement from them, and we would be waiting for days because, you know, their PR department does. They're not the quickest bunch in the world. But, again, you hate to see a game be decided in that level. And listen, I'll be honest. Had that happened to the Rams, I would have felt the exact same way. And I would have said it, that the Rams got cheated if that would have happened in that spot. And, you know, you got California officials in the games. That's been brought up. But you know what? We've had Louisiana officials do Saints games. That's the NFL's deal. You mean to tell me you can't figure out not to have a Louisiana official doing a Saints game and California officials not doing a Rams or Chargers or Raiders game? It ain't rocket science. You ain't trying to split the atom here.
Mike, Drew Brees, after the game, as we all expect, takes the high road, says, oh, there was other plays, you know, during the game that we should have, you know, done better, and then it wouldn't have mattered kind of thing. But behind the scenes with that guy, what was maybe reaction to the no call?
You're never going to see that reaction.
Yeah.
Drew's a very tempered guy, and he's not going to say anything to that level. He's always acted that way. You know, there were other players in the locker room that didn't bite their tongues about it, that, you know, they did their job, let the referee do theirs and do it correctly. And, you know, Cam Jordan was the first one who brought this out.
Yeah.
You know, if I make a big screw up on a play and it costs my team a game, I got a chance that they would cut me loose. If a coach makes a bad call in a game, he's got a chance that the owner could fire him. What repercussion does that official have? But you're never going to hear Drew make that open comment. It's just not his nature to do so. He's a classy guy, and he doesn't do talk show radio.
Hey, well, you do, and you do it well, my friend. Right.
Hey, on the way out, Mike, we're all waiting on this in Middle Tennessee. When does the draft book drop so we can get our hot hands on it?
Normally we have it out late March, first couple days of April. And so I got to make a quick run to Mobile to the Senior Bowl, but then I got to head back. You know, they got me on these contracts to do other shows. So, but at least I get a couple days out in Mobile, see what's happening and that sort of thing. And it's an interesting draft. It's the best defensive line draft I've ever done. It's 34 years for me.
Wow.
Especially in interior defensive linemen. There's a lot of those guys out there. And that'll be interesting for the Titans.
Yes.
To get an edge guy. To get an edge guy. This is all about having a quarterback, having a guy to protect the quarterback, and having a guy to put that quarterback on his butt.
I love it, Mike. Yes. Great stuff, man. Yes. Appreciate you, bro.
All right. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
At Mike Dettelier on Twitter. Man, I feel bad for Saints fans going through what happened last year and what happened this year. And
in Minnesota.
When you put down all the crazy plays in playoff history, I mean, they've got two of them that have kept them out of two Super Bowls. 615-737-1045. We'll take your phone calls. Also, ask you.